Okay, so as we said, we're excited to start a new parak tonight. This is parak, as you said, Tfilas HaShachar, and it has a lot of relevant material, practical stuff, which is very interesting, I know there's no Ian Chabura, but I'm going to try and get through the material on the page. It'll also give one or two insights into the Amud as well, because I don't want to leave you guys with just Bikiyus. I want to get a little bit of, interesting depth discussion. So, let's start from the Mishnah, and we'll take it from there. So the Mishnah says, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Okay, the Shachris, right, the morning davening, can be completed as long as it is before Chatzos Hayom, midday. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Dalet Shalos, until the fourth hour of the day. Fourth hour of the day. Now, when we refer to fourth hour of the day, okay, we're referring to halachic hours. Now, halachic hours mean, on a perfect day, when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, which was about a week ago until they had to change the clocks on us, everything was perfect until about a week ago. Shabbos was starting at a good time, ending at a good time, the kids were going to sleep. Okay, they changed everything right away, and now we're like waking up pitch black outside. Meanwhile, on a perfect day, when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, means each hour is divided, the day is divided to 12 hours. So the 12 hours of daylight are divided to 12 hours. Everything is 60 minutes, easy. When the day is shorter in the winter, so if sun rises at 7 a.m. and sunset is at 5 p.m., you still take the same 12 hours, but you divide it over, in my example, 10 hours of daylight, and you get a smaller amount of time for each hour in the summer. It's the opposite. When the sun rises at 5 a.m. and sets at 8 p.m. or something like that, so then you have a longer daylight hours, and you divide the same 12 hours by the greater number of hours of the daylight to have more than 60 minutes in each halachic hour. So when we say that you can daven shachris until the fourth hour of the day, we mean the fourth halachic hour of the day. So we're going to, throughout the shir tonight, refer to a perfect halachic day. So it would mean that you could daven until 10 a.m. That was what it would mean in this perfect scenario. And you have to calculate it if it is a shorter day in the winter or a longer day in the summer. Now, we happen to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that a person should daven until the fourth hour of the day, shachris. Okay, that's the time you have. Now, the Mishnah continues, Tfilas HaMincha. Mincha you have ad ha'erev, until sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad plag mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says you have a shorter amount of time until plag, what's plagging? Plagging is half. Until half the time of mincha. So we're going to define in the Gemara what does it mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, half the time of mincha. Okay, so hold off on figuring that out. The Gemara is going to do the math for us. But next, Tfilas HaErev. So when is Maariv?
Richard.
That is Ein Lakeva. Maariv has no fixed time. What does that mean? So the simple explanation, as Rashi points out, is that you could do it the whole night long. The Rabbi Yon explains, Ein Lakeva means that all the other tefillos had something that was fixed associated with it, which we'll see soon. But Maariv essentially is defined as the time which is neither Shachris and not Mincha. It's the absence of a time, meaning whatever isn't a time for Shachris and isn't a time for Mincha, that's Maariv. That's what it means Ein Lakeva. It wasn't fixed, as we'll see, as Shachris was to the Korban Tamid of the morning, or the Korban Tamid of the afternoon, the Bein Harbayim, or the Tfilas Musafin. It doesn't have a fixed something it's set to it. As we'll see, it does have something, but it's not to a set time, therefore it's the absence of a set thing. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. Tamid Rabbi Yonah says. Okay. But basically, in simple understanding, means it could be the whole night. There's no set time, though. You could do any time from the nightfall till the morning. Okay. Vishal Musafin, when it comes to Korban Musaf, you have the whole night. And Rabbi Yehuda says, there's another gear here that has Rabbi Yehuda arguing and saying, Ad is Shiva Shaos, you have that until 7 hours into the day to daven your Shiva of Musaf. Okay. So first point, just that I thought was interesting to learn, is Shachris, or use the language of the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar, what does that literally mean? The Tfilah of the morning. Okay, the next part is Tfilas HaErev, that's Arvit, right? Ma'ariv, that's the Tfilah of the evening or the night. Okay, what's the middle one called? Mincha. What? Why don't we call it Tfilas HaSaharayim? Well, why does it have a different word, Mincha? Why is it called? Why we call it Mincha? Interesting question. I thought it was an interesting question. So it's not my question. Tosus asked this question. Tosus is not over here, but Tosus in Pesachim asked the question. He says, Tema, am I karile mincha? Why do we call the sila of the afternoon mincha? We don't have any similar analogy by Shacharit or by Arvis. So he says, suggests it's because, one answer, is because there's a mincha, korban mincha, that is brought with the korban tamid. The korban tamid was a daily sacrifice brought in the Beis Mikdash, one in the morning, one in the evening, or one in the afternoon, essentially. And that korban in the afternoon came with a mincha. Well, the Shacharit also came with a korban mincha. Both did. But he says, Tzila Shacharis, it's a morning tfila. We have a name for it, and that's Shachar. We would have called it Mincha, but we have a more appropriate name. For the night tfila, we already called it Tzila Ta'erev. So we're kind of left with the basic, which is that it's a tfila of Mincha, meaning a Korban Mincha that is brought with the Korban Tamid of the Bein Harbayim, the Korban Tamid of the afternoon Korban. It's a long discussion. I'll give you a more easy one to understand. If you remember from about 2 weeks ago in Amud Shvi on Sunday, so this is going back to Brachos on Davavim of Days, we said Eliyahu, Bahar Carmel, he brought the Korban Mincha during the time of Mincha, and he was answered. He said, Aneni Hashem, he said, Hashem, answer me. And the fire came down from heaven and answered the tfilos. So therefore you see that the time of Mincha is a very auspicious time to have your tfilos answered. That's what the Gemara says. And that's why we call it Tzilas HaMincha, because Eliyahu brought his mincha, famously brought his mincha, which was burnt up with the fire from Shemayim, at that time. So that's why we call it Tzilas HaMincha. Who's mincha? Eliyahu HaNavi's mincha. That's why I call it Tzilas HaMincha. The last explanation, which I want just to mention, is the explanation of the Gra, which is in the Shnos Eliyahu. The Gra actually wrote a Perush HaMishnayis. And on this Mishnah, he comments why, again, asks the question, Tosa asks, why is it called Tzilas HaMincha? So he says that the reason why this is called Tzilas HaMincha is specifically because of the mincha brought of the afternoon, the mincha brought with the Korban Tamid, which we mentioned earlier. But how is it, why is it specifically this tefillah which is called Tzilas HaMincha? He says it's because I wanted to answer a question that you might have. You know that when do we daven Shacharis? Well, we said you could daven until the 10th hour of the day. I mean, unless you're, you don't have a really set job, you're probably not davening that late. When is it that you're davening Shacharis? Earlier, the beginning of the morning, right? You can daven up to the 10th hour, up to Chatzos, but we normally daven at the very beginning of the morning. When do we daven Mincha? So we're going to say soon that the Mincha Tfila is corresponding to the afternoon Korban Tamid. When was the afternoon Korban Tamid brought? We're going to learn this momentarily, but it was shechted, typically, it was slaughtered at the 8.5 hour of the day, okay? So that would be around 2:30, and it was nikrav, it was brought in the mizbeach, an hour later, by the 9.5 hour of the day, which is by 3:30 p.m. When do we normally daven mincha? Usually by close to nightfall. So why are we missing what we brought the korban of the morning, the time of the morning is brought right in the morning, early, right away. So we normally daven right away in the shacharis in the morning. When is that we bring the korban mincha, the korban tamid of the afternoon? Somewhere between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. Well, we don't typically look to daven mincha specifically at that time. We wait until closer to nightfall. Why is that? So the Gra explains it's because the tefillah of mincha isn't specifically for the korban tamid, the actual animal that was brought on the Mizbeach, but instead it was for the Korban Mincha, the actual flower offering that accompanied it. And the flower offering was brought up until nightfall. Not specifically between 2:30 and 3:30 p.m., but up until nightfall. So we follow the Mincha, the flower offering of the afternoon Korban Tamid, which is why we refer to it as the Korban of the Tfilas Mincha. It is the tfila connected to the Korban Mincha, the flower offering of the Korban Tamid. And that explains why, he says, we bookend our day with the Korban Tamid. The beginning of the Korban Tamid, the very first thing that was done, is it was shechted at the morning, as the sun rose. That's when it was shechted. So we daven Shacharis, as best as possible, close to there. Exactly. Very beginning. And now, when do we daven Mincha? At the end of the Korban Tamid service. What is the end, the last thing done for the Korban Tamid? The bringing of the flower offering of the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, that's the Korban Mincha, and so we call it Tfilas HaMincha.
So we call it on behalf of the Mincha of the Shachris?
No, of the Mincha of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. The Korban Tamid, which was brought, the Korban Tamid was two offerings brought, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The afternoon one was called, the Korban Tamid of the Shel Shacharit, and one was called the Korban Tamid of Bein Harbayim. That's the Korban.
So the mincha also has a Korban?
Both have a mincha, meaning mincha. With the animal, with the keves, was brought a Korban Mincha. So a Korban Mincha, flower offering, was accompanying the animal that was brought on the Mizbeach. It was the Korban Ola, and it was brought on the Mizbeach, and accompanying it was a flower offering as well, and the flower offering was the last of the service that was brought, usually at the end of the day, at the very end of the day. Okay, so just a little bit of background, I thought, to why we call it actually Tfilas Mincha. Okay, before we get into discussing when you daven it, let's get the name straight. Okay, so let's do the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Raminu, mitzvasim netzachama, the mitzvah to daven begins. This is a brisa, we're calling a brisa. And the brisa says that the mitzvah to daven, mitzvah, sorry, is not the Shema Esrei, it's your Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to say it im netzachama, with the sunrise. Kadesh yismoch gula the tefillah, so that you can connect the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, which is the end of the brichas Kriya Shema, with the beginning of Shemona Esrei of Shacharis. V'nimsa mispal b'yom, so that your shachar starts at the very beginning of the day. So you're going to start your Kriya Shema at Netzachama, and your next thing leading right into it is going to be your Shema Esrei somech gula l'tfilah. Your Ga'al Yisrael bracha will be connected to your Shema Esrei. Now, that would seem to imply that when is it that you're supposed to daven? At the beginning of the day. We said you have up until chatzos, or up until the fourth hour of the day. Sounds like you only have until the very first beginning, according to this brisa. The Gemara answers, nope, it's not a contradiction. Kitanya hi, that brisa is levasikin, it's not for the rest of us. It's for the people who are very careful to daven at the very best moment possible. And when is that? They daven, Damar of Yochan, vasikin hayu gomrim osa'in netzachama. The vasikin would finish their krishma with netzachama, so they immediately go into Shemona Esrei as the morning starts. But that's not the time that has to be said, but that was the time that the special individuals who were of extra piety, that they would say their Shemona Esrei. Okay. The Kuli Alma. Now, Kuli Alma here means, right, usually means everyone, but here means all of us. For all of us who are not Fasikin, we say it's Ad Chatzos, that you can only, according to the Mishnah, the latest time is until Chatzos Hayom. And we're asked, the too low, is that really the latest you could have a Shachris? V'hamar of Mary, Brei de Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yermia, Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. So, they say in the name of Yochanan, if a person made a mistake and he didn't daven Maariv, mispal shachris time, he should daven the next morning shachris twice. Once for his shachris, the second time as a makeup for his Maariv that he missed. No, it's not a nedava. Nedava you can make anyways. Even if you didn't. A nedava is an extra tefillah, which we learned about earlier in the last parak, which is a tefillah that as long as you're mechadish medava, you can make an extra tefillah anytime you want, except for Shabbos. Can't do on Shabbos.
Right.
And Yontif. But a tefillas nedava, you can do anytime you need it. But if you miss the Shema Esrei, that's a tashlumen, called tefillas tashlumen. Tashlumen.
Right.
Okay, so shachris, if you've missed your shachris, then mispalo mincha shtayim, you then daven mincha twice. Two Shemon Esreis by mincha. One Shemon Esrei. We're not talking about the rest of the davening, specifically the Shemon Esrei. So what do we see from here? That if you went ahead and you missed your shachris, you can daven your tashlum in the shachris late mincha time, in the middle of the afternoon. So it seems like you're able to daven a shachris Shemon Esrei even in the afternoon, not only until chatzos. So Gemara answers, Kula yom matli v'azle, all day long you can daven ad chatzos. If you finish davening by chatzos, then yavulei schar tfila bizmana. Then you get the schar of having daven bizman in the right time. Mikan ve'elach, but from that time and on, meaning if you daven after chatzos, you can still daven, it's still davening, but schar tfila yavulei, they give you the reward, the merits for having davened. But schar tfila bizman lo yavalei. You do not get the reward for davening bizman in its right time. Okay. So Yibai Lehu, they asked the following question. Tav lo yispal mincha. If he made a mistake and he did not daven mincha, mahu shi yispal arvis shtayim. Is he allowed to daven that night, mariv, arvis, twice? Once for mariv and the second for makeup for his mincha. What's the question? So Gemara says, Intim Salomar, if you want to tell me, Ta, in the case of Ta Velos Pal Arvis Mispal Shachar Shtayim, when you miss Maris, and the next morning you daven Shachar twice, is that Mishum Dechad Yomahu? Is that because at least it's the same day? Dechsivai Erevai Voker, in our Yom Echad, in our Jewish keeping of time, the night precedes the day. So if I'd missed Mariv, the next morning it's still the same day. I can repeat my Mariv because my Shachris, when I daven it twice, it's still the same day frame as when I missed my Mariv. Avahacha, but here, Avahacha, Tfila b'machon korbani, your Tfila is in place when you used to bring the korbanos. V'kev and Avra Yomo, when you missed your mincha, and now you ask me, Avi, can I daven Mariv twice to make up for my mincha? Wait a second, Avar Yomo, Batel Karbano. Once you miss the day, if there's a korban which is meant to be brought on this day, and now it's nighttime, finished. The next day you can't bring it. That night you can't bring korbanos anyways. The korbanos is not brought at night, but you can't bring it next day. Once the day is finished, the korban of that day is over. So if you miss the korban of this day, meaning I miss my mincha, maybe I cannot make it up at night because it's a very different day. Or, Odilma, Kevin Ditzelusa, since davening is Rachamehi, davening is to ask for mercy from God. And that's not specifically about korbanos only. And you can ask Hashem, you should know, the door of tefillah is always open. Hashem does not close it. He always accepts those tefillahs whenever they come. So that's the case. I should be able to make up my mincha even that night. So the Gemara seeks a proof. Tashema, the Amr of Huna Brar Yehuda, Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan, Ta'av, lo yispalo mincha, mispalo arvis shtayim. If you made a mistake and you did not daven mincha, you can daven that night marav twice. Ve'em b'zeh mishum da'av yom abatel korbanu, and we do not apply the idea, like by a korban, that if you miss the day, you can't make it up that night. So in other words, the halacha is that any tefillah that you miss, the next opportunity, not two opportunities later, but the very next opportunity, you can make up a tefillah tashlumin of the two tefillos. The first of the tefillos that you daven, the first Shema Esrei, is the one you're supposed to be davening at that moment. So if you miss Shacharis when you daven mincha twice, the first mincha is your real mincha, and the second one is tashlumin for Shacharis, is a makeup for Shacharis. Okay. So the Gemara says, Meisei, we have a brisa which says like this, Me'uvat lo yichol litkon, v'chisaron lo yichol lihimanos. It says that which is crooked cannot be fixed, and that which is lacking cannot be counted. So what does that pasuk mean? The pasuk in Kohelis, what does it mean? So muvat lo yichol litkon, saying which is crooked cannot be fixed, is zeh shebitel kriyas shema shel arvis v'kriyas shema shel shachris, o tefillah shel arvis o tefillah shel shachris. It means if a person missed his mevatel, he didn't say his kriyas shema, he didn't say his davening, his shema esrei, can't fix it. His friends all got together and said, look, we're going to come together and we're going to do a mitzvah. We're going to go ahead and we're going to meet at this time. We're going to do Bikur Cholim. And he did not join them. After the mitzvah is done, you can't say, I'm going to somehow retroactively do that mitzvah. Unless, I mean, it's a bad example. You can do Bikur Cholim, but if it's a certain opportunity that came and his friends were ready to do it and they did it and he missed it, you missed it. It's finished. It's over. But the point is from the first part of this brisa, you see, if you miss the tefillah, it can't be fixed. We just said you can fix it with the tefillah's tashlumin. So the Gemara gives a very important answer. Again, halach l'maisa, amr of Yitzchak, amr of Yochan, hach maskin shebitel b'mezid. We're talking about a case where you did not daven on purpose. And in fact, amr of Ashi, dekanami diktani batel. The brisa which says you can't be fixed is where it says that you're mevatel, you canceled it. You actively said, I'm not davening right now. I'm not going to do it. As opposed to where we previously said you have the opportunity to make up your davening, it says, ta'ah, he made a mistake. There's something that he was busy with something. He forgot. He wasn't able to. The doctor was in the operating room. He wasn't able to walk out in the middle to daven when the time came. It was an emergency. Whatever the situation came up, he wasn't able to. As opposed to where you look at your clock, oh, it's mincha time. A really good show. I'll wait till the show's over. And meanwhile, the show's over, you're like, oh, I missed the time. That's already mazed. Mazed, you don't get a chance to fix. Now, they do actually point out, to your point, you can daven a tefillas nedava, but not tashlumin, not really makeup. You could daven a nedava in that case, meaning an extra tefillah where you're mechadish kodavar, you add something new into it. But the halacha is, you can make up your davening. The next opportunity, whether it be Shachris, Mincha, or Mariv, as long as it was that you missed it by accident. Okay. Furthermore, let's go ahead. Next page. So Tanur Rabbanan. Ha v'lois palo mincha be'erev Shabbos. Let's say you didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So what's the next davening? It's going to be Mariv of Shabbos. So what do you do in that case? The Gemara explains, mispal b'leil Shabbos time. You should daven then Mariv of Shabbos twice. The Shemon Esrei of Shabbos two times. Okay, you missed a weekday Shemon Esrei. You're going to repeat the Shemon Esrei of Shabbos twice. His palel mincha b'Shabbos. If you missed mincha of Shabbos, then mispal b'motzei Shabbos time shochol. Then you daven the weekday Shemon Esrei twice. Okay, let's see. So what are you going to do? Mavdil berishona. Remember, you have to say in atach. You have to atach chalantani. You're going to say Abdullah in the first Shemon Esrei, because we said the first of the two Shemon Esrei, that's the real one. That's the one that's for the current situation. That's Mariv. And you're going to say Tachanantani, you're going to say Havdallah in your Shemon Esrei, the Einam Avdu Vashniya, but you don't say Tachanantani in the second one, because the second one is a makeup for what was previously on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, in Hivdil Vashniya, the Lohivdil Birishona, if you made Havdallah by, you didn't do what you said you're supposed to do. Instead, you say Havdallah in your second Shemon Esrei, and not in your first one. So then the Gemara says, Shniya, also, the second Shemon Esrei, where you said Havdallah as, you know, out of place, but you said it, that counts for Mariv. But Rishona also, but the first one doesn't count for your Tfilas Hashlumin. Doesn't count. So Gemara says, Lamemer, does that mean to tell us, Kevin de Avdil become Isa, since you did not say Havdallah in the first Shemon Esrei, Kiman de Lotzali Dami, does that mean that when, you know, sometimes there are things, certain additions to the Shemon Esrei, like we're going to say in a second, Mashiv Ruch Mari Geshem, where if you miss it, you have to repeat your Shemon Esrei. Your Shemon Esrei did not count. You have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. We just said now that if you didn't daven Mariv in the first Mariv, the Atach HaNatan, you didn't say Havdallah in the first Mariv, it doesn't count. Does that mean to say that if you miss Havdallah in Shemon Esrei, that your Shemon Esrei doesn't count? Is that really what we're supposed to take away from here? Mehadrin Anlei, we make and repeat the Shemon Esrei? Like on a regular Shabbos, you didn't miss Mincha. You're just davening Mariv Motzei Shabbos. You realize at the end of Mariv, you know, saying I didn't daven Atach HaNatanu, I skipped that. I didn't say Havdallah. Do you have to repeat your Shemon Esrei? So Gemara is saying, does this imply that you do? Because we're going to learn that you don't. For Aminu, Ta'avelo Hisker Gevuros Geshamim B'tchias Amesim. If you didn't say Mashiv Haruach and Tchias Amesim, B'sheila. If you didn't say B'tain Talmato Livracha, B'Birchas Hashanim in the Bracha, B'Birchas Hashanim Machzir Noso. Then you have to repeat your Shemon Esrei. If you miss Mashiv Haruach, or if you miss Tain Talmato Livracha, then you have to repeat your Shemon Esrei. But Havdallah, if you miss saying Atach Lantanu, the Havdallah in your Shemon Esrei of Motzai Shabbos, B'chone Adas, Ein Machzir Noso. You do not have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Why not? Easy answer. B'vnesh Yochol Amra Alakos, because afterwards, you'll say it on the cup. You still have an opportunity to say Havdallah. It's not the only chance to say Havdallah. You'll say it afterwards. So that implies that you don't have to repeat your Shemon Esrei. There's nothing lacking of your Shemon Esrei if you don't say Atach HaNatanu. But the previous Braisa said, if you miss Atach HaNatanu in your first Shemon Esrei, that Shemon Esrei doesn't count. Only the second one counts where you said it. Sira, the Gemara says it's Akasha. You know, it's a problem. Now, the Rishonim point out that there's a difference. I think you might have talked to us recently. There's a difference between when the Gemara says Kasha and Tiyufta. You mean the reason I talk about it? Because when the Gemara says Tiyufta, other than when we recently had Tiyufta the Shmuel, but generally speaking, it means that's it. That is an absolute refutation. We reject that opinion. When it says it's the Kasha, ultimately, we really do believe that both are correct. There is some contradiction, and there's an answer. You may not love the answer, but there's an answer nonetheless. Now, here, the Gemara uses the term Kasha because, in fact, we paskin like both sides of this discussion. If on Motzei Shabbos, you forgot to say Atach HaNatanu, you don't have to repeat your Shemon Esrei. You can be Mavdil, you do Havdallah ala kost afterwards.
Or you turn the light on.
Yeah, I didn't say you turn the light on. You can't turn the lights on until after you say Havdallah. So you have to wait until you say Havdallah ala kost.
No,
or you or oh, you can, okay, so I understand your question. So you can say, as Mori said, you can say Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. You can say to yourself, I'm now ending Shabbos. Yeah, not part of your Shemon Esrei. It's also true that if you had to repeat your mincha, you forgot your mincha on Shabbos, now you're going to daven Mariv twice. And if you forgot to say Atach HaNatanu in the first one, that doesn't count for your marv shemasrei. It doesn't count for your tefillah shlumin. The second marv that you say with the Abdullah, that counts. So what? Why is there no contradiction? So some of the Rishonim answer. The Rishonim give a different answer. Tosfos on this page gives one answer. The Rush gives another answer. I think the Rashi gives the same answer as well. And the answer he gives is because when a person goes ahead and in the first shemasrei, he has two things. Remember, you forgot your mincha. So you have two shemasreis you were required at this moment. One is a motzei shabbos shemasrei, and one is a makeup for your mincha. When you said the first shemasrei without saying Havdalah first, what you really did was you basically are saying, this is my tashlumin. This is my mincha shemasrei, because I'm not saying Havdalah. And when you say your second shemasrei with Havdalah, what you're saying is, this is my marz. The problem with that is that you cannot say your makeup shemasrei preceding your required shemasrei. A makeup cannot precede the required shemasrei at the moment. So when you try to essentially daven without the Havdalah first by making up mincha first, you're doing it out of order, and that's why it doesn't count. Again, it's not that he explicitly said that. That's what they're trying to answer to try and explain why both statements of the Gemara are correct. And ultimately, that's why it's just a kasha, but not a tiyufta. Okay.
Well, maybe there's a nice idea about why that's true. That why did you have to say the required one first, and only afterwards can you say the makeup one? Because we don't have the ability to open up a conversation with them. It is a privilege that we have that we get to spend time with Hashem and talk to him. So once you're in the room with him, where he invited you into the room, sort of like Ahasuerus invited Esther in, and we can have the conversation by saying the feel that we have to daven right now. Now that you're there, oh, you want to make up something and you want to talk to me about you forgot to daven last time? Okay, you can talk to me now. But to come in and just say, by the way, hey, I know I miss mincha. I'm going to say mincha now and talk to you about mincha.
Okay. Very good. So if we, there's one other interesting thing, which is the discussion, which is the Tosfos on the top of the page here, which I only want to get to if we have time, so I'm going to continue in the Gemara. But Tosfos has an interesting discussion in Machlokas in the Rishonim, in different opinions, quote in Tosfos, is whether or not what happens in situations where you miss the Yalla of the Yavo. Let's say it was Rosh Chodesh and it was Mincha time, you forgot Yalla of the Yavo, and the next Tefillah is going to be without the Yalla of the Yavo. So what did you fix? Not a situation you forgot to daven. You daven. You just forgot Yalla of the Yavo. Now, what's the halacha if you forget Yalla of the Yavo? You have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei.
Depends when.
So, no, we're not Mar. Yes, at the Mincha. Yes. At the end of Rosh Chodesh, it's now Mincha. You forgot to say Yal V'Yavo, so you remembered later that night. Well, yeah, I didn't say Yal V'Yavo at Mincha. You remembered, I didn't say Yal V'Yavo. So yeah, normally you have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. But if you repeat your Shemoneh Esrei now at night, there's no Yal V'Yavo. So there's a discussion in Tosfos whether you should repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. So if we have time, we'll get into that. But let's go, but for now, let's continue in the Gemara, because I want to make sure we complete the Amud. The Itmar. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Amar. This is something that we should have well known. Why is it that we have the tefillos where they are? So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, Amar tefillos avos tiknum. Our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they established the davenings as to whether they are, when they are. Rabbi Shubin Levi Amar, Rabbi Shubin Levi says, another explanation, tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum. The tefillos are all corresponding to the Korban Tamid, as we shall see. The Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. There's a brisa that follows the opinion of Yosef Rabbi Chanina, but Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And then we have another tradition, another brisa which follows the opinion of Yeshua ben Levi, that it's corresponding to the Korbanos. So Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Avram tikein tfilas shachris. Avram established the davening of shachris. How so? Shenemar v'yashkem Avram baboker el makom asher amad sham. This is by Sodom. So Avram gets up in the morning, and he stands to the place where he was previously standing, arguing with Hashem they shouldn't destroy the cities. Ve'ein amida ela tfila. When it says that Avram stood there in the morning, it means he davened. How we know that the language of standing means davening? Shenemar. Vayamot Pinchas vayipalel. It says vateatzar magefa. That Pinchas got up and davened, and he caused the magefa to end through his davening. So you see, when standing up, it was standing up and davening. Avram also stood up in the morning. He established through that davening shachar. Yitzchak tikan tfilas mincha. Yitzchak established davening mincha. Shenemar vayitzei Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnos erev. Lifnos erev. Yitzchak gets up to be lasiach in the field. Lifnos erev. This is at the end of the afternoon, before evening, before nighttime. So it was mincha time. Ve'ein sicha. There's no sicha. The language of sicha means tfila, davening. Shenemar says in Tehillim, tefila la'ani kiyatof, v'lifnei Hashem yisboch sicho. The davening of an ani, when he is faint in front of Hashem, he should pour out his prayers, right? He should pour out his siach. His siach means his tefila. So we see that Yitzchak was establishing the davening of mincha. Yaakov kikin tefilas arvis. Yaakov is the one who established the davening of Maariv. Shenamar v'yifgab makom v'ilan sham. Yaakov gets to the place and he sleeps there, right? This is in Beit El, and he ends up getting to the Machma Mikdash, and he is there overnight when on his way out of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem ends up taking a detour, and he sleeps there and he davens Maariv. The language of the pasuk is pigia v'yifgab makom. V'ein pigia el tefila shenamar v'ata el tefila. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu Anavi, he says to him, don't daven for this nation, and don't be pogeabi with your davening. So again, pigi'a is the language of davening. Okay. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were establishing Shachris Mincha Maariv. V'tanya kivase dervishu b'levi, and there's also a braisa which supports the opinion of Shubha Levi that's based on Korbanos. Why is it that we say that you can only daven until noon, until chatzos? Shahare tamid shoshachar karev olech ad chatzos. The korban tamid of the morning can only be brought, we know it's brought from the morning, from the sunrise, but it can be brought until the time of chatzos. That's the latest opportunity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, remember Yehuda says, ad arbashos, you can daven only until the fourth hour of the day. Why? Shahare tamid shoshachar karev olech ad arbashos, only until the fourth hour of the day. Now, by the way, don't try and find this machlokas in Maseches Vachim or Maseches Menachos, because it doesn't exist. Meaning, you might have thought that this exact machlokas should appear somewhere in Kachin when we discussed the halachos of Korban Tamid. But if you remember, Mori Daf Yomi, we didn't come across this machlokas, right? Only appears here. Okay. And we're about to say there's no machlokas about when you bring the Korban Mincha Ben Arbayim. There's no machlokas in Vachim and Achos. You find the rest of there either. There's no machlokas of Yehuda there or Chamin. So I don't want to dive into it in depth, but the Aruch HaShulchan explains what they're really arguing about is when is it that you technically can bring the korban? That's until chatzos. There's no machlokas about that. You can, like, practically based on Midrash, they could bring it until chatzos. When was the latest they ever possibly brought it? So there's a story in the Gemara where they once brought it until the fourth hour. So Yehuda is discussing when is it they actually technically could have, like, there was a time that they brought it that late. And we'll see by Mincha, there was a time they could bring it this early, and until such a time that they would bring it, practically, that's the time you should daven Mincha. But technically, when is it that the widest possible time that you're technically allowed to, not that they ever did so, but when could you? You could do it even until Chatzos. They never ever brought it in the 11th and 12th, in the 5th and the 6th hour. They never brought it that late. But, in technically speaking, you could, and that's why you could daven that late. So it's Machokas between Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether or not you follow the technical parameters of when they brought these korbanos, or whether the practical parameters when they actually, more commonly, or ever did actually, you find an example when they brought these korbanos. Okay, so next, Mitnei Ma'amru Tzilas HaMincha Ha'erev, why is it they said that korbanos will be brought until sunset? Shaharei Tamid Shobin Arbaim Karev V'Holech Ad Ha'erev. Because the korban tamid of the afternoon is brought until the sun is set. Now you could technically bring it until that time. The mincha offering, where we discussed before, which is the flower offering, was taka brought until sometime around sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad plaga mincha. It can only be brought until half of the time of mincha, which we're going to get to define what that is. Shaharei tamid shel ben harbayim karei v'olech ad plaga mincha. It was only brought until plaga mincha. Again, we will see what that time exactly is. Mivnei ma'amru tios ha'erev ein lakeva. Why do they say that the time of Maariv, anytime, all night long, you have the opportunity to dab Maariv, it's all the same. Sharei evarim upredim shelo nitachlu mi'erev kredim v'ochim kol laila. Evarim, the limbs of the korban of the ola, or the predim, or the fat, the forbidden fat of any korban that you have to burn on the mizbeach, which were not, they didn't have a chance, let's say they didn't have a chance to bring it onto the mizbeach, to fully finish burning it during the daytime, it could be burnt all night long, all night. And that's why Maariv, which corresponds to the Evarim and the Preidim, these extra pieces that weren't finished in their burning, they put everything on the mizbeach before, but if they didn't have a chance to fully burn it, they could put it back on and finish the burning all night long, so you could have Maariv all night. Okay. Now, once again, let's finish in the Brisa. Mipnei Ma'amru, Shal Musafim Kol Yom. Why is it that you can daven Musaf all day long? The whole day is Musaf. Shrei Korban Shal Musafim. The Korban Musaf Karev Kol Yom. The opportunity is to bring Korban Musaf. If it's Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh, or Yontif, you can bring the Korban Musaf all day. Rabbi Huda Omer? No. Ad Sheva Shos. You can only daven Musaf until the seventh hour of the day. Shaharei Korban Musaf Karev Olech Ad Sheva Shos. You only have the opportunity to bring the Korban Musaf until the seventh hour, and that's it. The Ezri Min. Okay, so that is this whole discussion was according to Shuvan Levi, who says that the Tzilos, Shachar, Mincha, and Mariv, and Musaf for that matter, follow the Korbanos of the brought in the Beit Hamikdash of the Korban Talmid. Okay, the Ezri Mincha Gedola. What is defined as Mincha Gedola? Now, Mincha Gedola means the earliest time you could daven Mincha. Okay? That is Mishay Shos Umechsa, from the 6.5 hour of the day, Ulamala, and on. And let's just to be clear, that means on a perfect day from 12:30. Okay, 12:30. Veizim Mincha Ketana. When is Mincha Ketana? Mincha Ketana was the time they actually brought the Korban Tamid of the afternoon. Mitesha Shos Umechsa Ulamala, from the 9.5 hour of the day, which would be 3:30 p.m. Okay, again, what they normally would do was they normally shechted the Korban Tamid of the afternoon at the 8.5 hour of 2:30 p.m., and they brought it an hour later, within the hour, by 3:30 p.m. That was the normal thing they did. What happened, were we at the time of 12:30? So on Erev Pesach, because there was a lot of stuff going on, they had to get time to shecht all the Korban Pesach, they would do the Korban Tamid of Ben Harbayim even from an hour earlier. So they shechted at 1:30 p.m., and they would go ahead and they would offer it as a korban at 2:30 p.m. an hour later. So they would start from the 7.5 hour. Where's the 6.5 hour? So if Erev Pesach fell out and Erev Shabbos, they would want to be extra early to make sure they have time for everything to get done in time. So they would shecht the korban tamid shalbein arba'im from 12:30 from the 6.5 hour, and they would bring it as a korban. They actually brought the mizbeach an hour later at 1:30. So the earliest they ever brought shechted the korban tamid of the afternoon was 12:30 p.m., which is why that is the earliest we can dav mincha gedola from 12:30 on a perfect day. Ibailu, they ask the following question. Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kama ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's half the time. Do you mean half the time from the first mincha gedola till the end of the day? Or plag mincha achrona kama? Or do you mean half the time from mincha ketana till the end of the day? Meaning from mincha gedola to the end of the day is 5.5 hours, right? From 6.5 hours till the end of the day is 5.5 hours. So half of 5.5 hours is, help me out, math, 2.25 hours, plus 12:30 would be 2:45 p.m. Is that what he means? No, 3:45 p.m., excuse me. Or does he mean it's going to be half the time from the later time? So what's the later time? So we said mincha ketana is 3:30 p.m., the Gemara is going to explain. 3:30 p.m. until the end of the day is another 2.5 hours. 3:30 till 6 p.m. will be 2.5 hours. Half of that time would be an hour and a quarter. So add an hour and a quarter onto 3:30 p.m. and you get 4:45 p.m. So according to Yehuda, the latest time would be, for that explanation, the latest time is 4:45 p.m. It's the same mincha, according to Yehuda. So we're asking, which does he mean? When he said half, you have to daven mincha until plag of the mincha. Half the time mincha. What does he mean? So my answer is Tashema, the Tanya of Yehuda Omer, there's the Brisa quotes of Yehuda saying, Plaga Mincha Achrona Amru. It's a later time. Vihi Yud Al Shalos Chaser Avia. It is the 11th hour of the day minus the quarter, meaning the 10th and three quarters hour of the day. In other words, 4:45 p.m. You have a perfect day until an hour and a quarter before Shkia Sachama. So the way to really think about it is when you see Plaga Mincha on Erev Shabbos, right now we have an early mincha time, plag mincha by Erev Shabbos in shul. So what they're really doing is they're taking the hour and a quarter halachic hour, hour and a quarter halachic hour before sunset, and saying we have to have mincha before that time. And then you could have ma'ariv right after that time, which will be an upcoming discussion in our umbud. Okay. So the Gemara then says, name a tavit yof to derv your yosi berbechanina. Let's say this is a this all goes against Rabbi Yosef Chanina, because remember he said it all follows the avos. We have this machlokes in our Mishnah about when you could daven your mincha and your shachris. Never that all connects to the korbanos. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said that it follows the avos. There's no times associated with the Avos specifically daven those morning, those various tilos. So Amalchav Yosi Rebchenina Loam Emelcha Tilos Avos Tiknum. No, for sure the Avos established the davening, but as Mechinu Rabbanan Akorbanos, the rabbis attached the times in association with the korbanos, and you have to say that Evil Tamachi, because if you don't explain that Tilos Musaf Rebiosi Rebchenina Man Takna. Who we know that the Avos Avin Tzliakov they established Shachar, Semincha, and Mariv, but who established Musaf? So it must be that Musaf is connected to the Korban Musaf of the day. So just like the Korban Musaf is connected to the Korban Musaf and its associated time frame, so too the various tefillos are also connected to those associated time frames as well of the Korban. Even he agrees to that part of the connection. The Zohar, by the way, on the side says, Yosef HaTzadik was Misakin Musaf. Yeah, I don't know. Against the Gemara, I guess. Okay. El tefillos avos tiknum, that's Mechina Rana Korbanos. Okay, that's the Tzilas will stop over here. You want 2 minutes to discuss the Tosafot, so we end the... There's an interesting discussion. We'll take us a minute. We had asked, we'll just step back for 1 second, just to finish with the Tosafot on this page. Tosafot asks, we know that if you miss Yala V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, other than the Marv, okay, but for Mincha, you have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Your Shemoneh Esrei didn't count because you missed your Yala V'Yavo. Let's say you forgot... So one day Rosh Chodesh, Mincha time, you didn't say Al V'Yavo, but you didn't realize it until later that night, and someone says to you, Rosh Chodesh is over, and you're like, wait a second, I forgot that was Rosh Chodesh, I didn't daven Al V'Yavo in my Mincha. Should you repeat a second Shemoneh Esrei with your Mariv, because what you're lacking was Al V'Yavo? What you're going to say is the Shemoneh Esrei without Al V'Yavo. So the Tosus quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says, no matter what, you're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. You're missing Yal V'Yavo, and what you're going to try and do is a davening without Yal V'Yavo. There's no point to it. But if you want to say that what you're missing is your Shemoneh Esrei, the other opinion is he quotes the name of the Alpha, so that's the Lashon Alfasi, the Rif, is that you should repeat a second Mariv, because what you were missing was a Shemoneh Esrei, a davening. When you didn't daven Yal V'Yavo in Mincha, did your Shemoneh Esrei count? No. So you were lacking a Shemoneh Esrei, not just the Yal V'Yavo. So when you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, granted it is not the same Shemoneh Esrei, but it's still a Shemoneh Esrei nonetheless. And what they basically say is that what is it that you're, when we say that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei and you miss Yal V'Yavo, is it because you're lacking an essential ingredient to your Shemoneh Esrei? Meaning, Shemoneh Esrei has to have 19 brachos, and on Rosh Chodesh, a Yal V'Yavo. And you missed one element of the Shemoneh Esrei, but the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei is good. It's in the books. So 19 brachos in the books, you're missing a Yal V'Yavo. So that night, if you try and repeat and fill in what you missed, then you can never fill it in, because that night is not Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to say Yal V'Yavo. Or do we say that when you missed Yal V'Yavo in that Shemoneh Esrei, the entire Shemoneh Esrei was messed up. You didn't gain anything. When you miss a critical ingredient in a recipe, it tastes bad. The whole thing tastes bad, not just that one thing you're missing. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is lo al l'ratzon, doesn't come up very good because you missed the Al V'Yavo. Therefore, that night, you should repeat Shemoneh Esrei because you have the opportunity to fulfill another Shemoneh Esrei as a tashlumen for the entire Shemoneh Esrei that you missed, because missing the Al V'Yavo messed up the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And that's how they discuss what is the chisaron, what is what's lacking when you miss the Al V'Yavo in your davening. Okay? The halacha, by the way, we do say that you can repeat your Shemoneh Esrei of Marv a second time, but they say you should do it as Nedava. Have in mind that the Nedava. So if you forget Yal V'Yavo by Mincha, say a second Marv Shemoneh Esrei, but have in mind that it should be not just Tashlumin, but also Nedava, because it's Machlokes Rishonim whether you should do it. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up next Thursday. Okay, but the regular time, 8:30.
The mainstream media is fake news. You know, there's one thing that's true, and I know they like to attack Fox. We have plenty of liberals on Fox, liberal voices on Fox, as you know, Joe, and a new one in Donna Brazil. But the reality is Donald Trump has literally so branded fake news, I don't think they ever recover, ever.
Well, I think when President Trump leaves the stage, whenever that may be, compared it to the 2008 financial crash, where when he leaves, all the oxygen goes out of the room, and I don't know where many of our media outlets will go from there. We're already seeing plenty of consolidation, plenty of downsizing, plenty of layoffs in the media right now. But to go back to what Ted Koppel said, where he said it's not the New York Times and the Washington Post, Ben Bradley, 50 years ago. He's exactly right. He talked about how so much opinion now is worked into reporting, and the American people are noticing this. Let me give you two polls here. Only 43% of people in one poll said they could sort news from opinion. Pew Research found that only 6 in 10 U.S. adults say the news media should present facts along without interpretation. That's the key. We don't need interpretation. We just need the facts. Just 26% of adults surveyed can differentiate fact from opinion, according to the same study. So remember, 1976, nearly three-quarters of the American public thought that the press was trustworthy and something that they had confidence in. Now, to Jesse's point where he said a majority of Americans believe they report fake news, that's exactly true. It's 79% of independents, forget Republicans and Democrats, thinks that the press knowingly pushes information they know to be false or fake. That's according to an Axios study last year. So it's having a profound effect, the fact that we're working so much opinion into what should be factual reporting, that American people are certainly noticing it. All right, great commentary, observations by both of you. Jesse, thank you. Joe Concha, thank you. All right, when we come back, Sarah Carter, breaking news report about how the dossier was disseminated among deep state actors. She'll join us and explain. And later, a huge update on the college admissions scam. That and more as we continue tonight on Hannity.
Welcome to the Hall of Attitudes. Today we take a stroll down memory lane to see how these other OTC medicines compare to Cytol, the latest 24-hour allergy. It's designed